I call to order the 12/12/2023 Otter Rock Monthly Water District Board at 6 o'clock on the dot.
Yay.
Yay. Lisa, here. Beth.
Here.
Eileen.
Here.
Kelly.
Here.
All board members are present. We have the Mullins and the Harts, a new person, Joel. And Curtis with Highland Water attending as community members and our water operator. Did anyone have any questions about the board summary that Beth so graciously provided?
No.
Can I get a motion to approve the board summary from last month?
No motion to approve.
I second it. Lisa? Yes. Beth?
Yes.
Kelly?
Yes.
Eileen?
Yes.
Motion passes. Hi, Curtis. Now it's your turn. And he's frozen.
Nope, now you're frozen. Oh.
Sorry, anytime someone calls me, I lose cell service.
We are ready for your water operator's report if you have one.
Oh, thank you. I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
Yeah, we finished up the last of the 15 meters we had on order, which ended we
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Looks like we lost him.
Curtis, come back.
I'm readmitting him.
Maybe. Oh.
Maybe round two.
Don't move.
All right, I'm going to turn off my video, see if that helps anything out. So I'll pick up where I left off. We finished up the last 15 that we had in stock. We used all of the meters and the boxes. We still have 2 or 3 meters left on site we can use in case one of them breaks. Beth gave us the go ahead to go order more meters, between 10 or 15 of them, based on what our supplier had in stock. When I reached out to them, they had 11 in stock. The price was less than 10% difference. I think it went up 10, 15 bucks per meter. So we went.
Can't.
Okay.
Well, it sounds like they ordered some meters.
Right, and I'd asked him, we didn't discuss it at the meeting, but I thought, well, make sure and let me know if they went way up for some
Yeah.
reason. And so I gave him the, 10% rule and
Yeah. Yeah.
hope that
So.
they didn't, because I everything keeps going up, and
Yeah.
that
They
was
were
good.
going to order some boxes too.
Yeah, and all the supplies.
Right. Okay.
So
All
hopefully
right.
we got those ordered.
Okay. And you saw that we got the meter report. Did you see that? It
We
came in.
got a meter reading
Yeah, it came in
report.
pretty late today. And it sounds like he's going to try to get me the invoice tomorrow. So,
and on the meter readings, there's 17 meters that don't have any reading at all. I'm assuming those might be the new installs. But that would be the second month that mine hasn't been read. And then there was one at 6885 Autocrest Loop that was 21,983 gallons. So we
just got two out there. Let's see if I still have that.
Yeah, so 6885 Autocrest Loop.
6885.
Yeah, has 21,983.
Yes, that's too many. I think that's the one they had the trouble identifying when they went to do a shutoff because some people had a plumbing leak. Trying to see where.
Yeah, and there was nothing previous. It wasn't listed on the last month's.
Oh, no. No, those we've only installed two on Autocrest Loop. And
right. So one of them had 3 gallons, and one had...
That would make sense because almost one 20 is rarely used.
1,000.
And they're new installs? Is that
Yes, they are. Yeah. Yeah, that's the one where they thought they did have a leak and they asked to have it a turnoff to fix their leak. And then they had trouble finding it because there's two corp stops right there and only one's on the map and marked. And they thought they were going to have to, that it was not functioning. And so they thought they were going to have to repair that and replace the corp stop. And so I said, oh, by the way, that one's on our mandatory list that we have to do this year anyway, and just do the one next to it. So they put meters in.
Was that the one that Curtis said that when they dug out the main, it turns out that all the water that they'd seen was just groundwater?
No, that was up on First Street.
Okay. All right.
Well, why don't...
I think we better move forward, guys.
Yeah, we better continue on and see if he can get hooked back in. Yeah.
There was another... there was another one on 7. Will we do this later? The meter readings? Will we continue with those later as well?
Well, go ahead, Kelly.
Well, there is another anomaly on 710 First Street. The November read was 138, and the December read was 20,782. So that's a difference of 20,644 gallons. So.
Well, I know who that is, so I can give them a call.
Okay. And then the state park was 700,000 gallons.
What?
Yeah, 760,000 gallons. They went from 62,114 to 762,174.
I wonder if that's a typo, Kelly.
Yeah. Well, that's why I wanted to ask Curtis.
Yeah. He wouldn't know. Devin or Cody would know. Devin could probably look that up.
Yeah. Yeah. But we should definitely ask them about that. State park.
Yeah. Okay. Or one more that was
get the Craig to go down and take a look at it and read it. I don't even know where it is.
And then there was one on Gladys that was 9,839 this month.
A resident. Do you have the address on that one?
Yeah, I do. It's 6810. And those were the glaring anomalies.
Okay, we've been having problems with really high usage of that one too.
Okay.
Which on Gladys?
Yeah.
What'd you say it was, Kelly?
It was 9,839.
But 6810. Who lives there?
Well, I could tell you, but I don't think we should.
No, I don't think so either.
I can tell you.
Okay. All right. Well, Kelly, I'm glad you had a chance to actually take a look at those. I didn't even look at it, so.
No, I do it all by hand. So when they come in so late, it's really hard to jam them out.
Yep.
Now, we got to get that set up. We got to get numbers on your laptop, and you can. Yeah. I can show you how to do it. It's,
yeah.
I looked up the install. It's just it's a free install off at the Apple Store, so.
Okay, I'm done.
Okay.
Next on the agenda is the treasurer and office report.
Did you still want me to read this one?
I think it's fine for her to read it.
Okay, all right. Well, I will then. So treasury report for the November 30th, 2023, First Security. Bank balance was $89,212.01. Uncleared balance was $7,937.18. None of the bills went out until the very end of November, so none of them cleared. The QuickBook register balance was $81,274.83. The checking account activity, the total deposits were $14,386.98. Total withdrawals were $14,122.68. Treasury savings account, $87,079.59. System development fund, $75,473.01. Community centers unchanged at $366.79. Chlorination is unchanged at $4,081.77. The AR balance sheet is, you know, when I give you this number after going through the billings this month, I don't know if this number is even really accurate, so I hate to even give it to you anymore. The QuickBook current assets is $235,776.01, and the bills to pay are $2,040.90, but that does not include the Highland bill, which we're waiting for. Hopefully Devin said he'd get it to us tomorrow. Hello, Curtis.
Hello. Sorry, it took me about 10 minutes to install Zoom on the computer we used to run our water treatment plant. This one took directly up to the internet.
Okay, well, I'm done with my report, so if you want to step back in, go for it.
I'm sorry about Devin. He's been hounding me to try and go over the report to make sure everything looks good on the invoice to AutoRock. And okay. I have been working on repairing things for the past 24 hours. I haven't had a chance to review it. That's why you don't have it in your hands yet.
Ah.
So that one's on me.
Okay.
Yeah. So I heard most of the conversations while I was gone. Yes, we ordered 11 new sets of meters with boxes and parts to do the splicing. I am working. I was piecemealing what's left of a list that Beth gave us. I think we still have 3 or 4 addresses that we didn't get to for one reason or another. But I'll be going through my emails to make sure that we're not missing any as we make our way through. And the other item that we're trying to figure out is the one inch meter on Mahala that broke last time we were there. The supplier Ferguson sent us out a piece that was supposed to fix it and it didn't. And so I sent back to Ferguson trying to figure out what's going on, and the guy there doesn't know. And so we're thinking about pulling one of those replacements under warranty, but he's not necessarily enthused at the idea of giving us a meter for free and then expecting one in return. So I'm trying to push him and show that it's a brand new meter. This is kind of where we're at. I think he's going to work with it. He just had to go one step up in management to make sure it was all right. So that's where that is. It might look something like a negative credit that we have to deal with that wouldn't affect the board, but it would just be a negative credit that balances out when the meter we're pulling gets returned. So there's that item. And then I saw one item on the agenda that I did want to ask about, even though we're not directly related to it, is patching the cracks in the reservoir. I saw you guys sent out for bids and contractors. I wasn't sure if you got anyone back.
No, that wasn't for the reservoir.
Oh, it wasn't?
No, it's for our building has a roof leak.
Oh, never mind then. I just assumed that was for the reservoir.
Yeah, and I was in contact with Jim, and he was the one who did the patching before with an epoxy. And he did say for the larger cracks, you did need to drain the tank because otherwise they would just push out.
Okay.
And he was going to see if he could find some contacts of people he might know who might do it, and I haven't heard back from him.
Okay. Well, just along those thoughts, if we want to drain the tanks, and I don't know it necessarily even needs to be this year, it looks like those cracks have been developing for the past 5-10 years, something along those lines. But it would be best to do it in the wintertime, just because you can drain the tanks lower and be less concerned about wildfire, or, you know, needing large amounts of water during the summer and stuff like that. So,
right.
Finish, Curtis. Go ahead. Sorry.
I say, if you get a contractor who says he can do it in 2 or 3 months, awesome. I'd probably draw a line about April and say if it's any time past April, we'll have to wait another year before we try again.
Do you know anybody, Curtis? Can you recommend? No.
Okay. I wish I did. I was hoping you guys would have someone I could share.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll try to get hold of Jim again.
Yeah, we're having good enough time trying to find somebody to do asphalt, let alone repair concrete.
So, okay.
I think that's all I have for the water operator's report. Took a look at, you know, basic chlorine residuals. Oh, the meter readings. I sent Devin the list of meters to add to the meter reading sheet, along with their serial numbers and their general information. But I was too late. Devin had already created the meter reading sheet and sent it off to Cody. So those new meters are going to appear on the July meter reading list, even though they didn't appear on the December one. So just a heads up there, there's going to be 21 new meters that we've spliced in since the last time that'll appear on the January list.
Yeah, he has them on the spreadsheet.
Okay.
Down at the bottom, all the new ones, but they didn't, I guess, get a reading on them.
Yeah. So that was my mistake. I think I sent it to Devin on like a Thursday night, and then Cody went out and read them Friday morning, and Devin didn't make the mistake.
Yeah. Well, I was going to send him a bunch of names for the addresses too, and I didn't get to it. So.
Oh.
Okay, but my meter still hasn't been read, even though it was installed 2 months ago.
So we can.
It's not even on the sheet as a zero. My
address isn't on the sheet.
Oh,
okay, we'll fix that. Do you want me to come over and we can read it?
Oh, wait, no, I am there. Sorry, my bad. I'm right there.
You're there with that, but don't have
a reading. With a zero. So.
Well, I can show you how to read them.
Well, I don't think that's the point, Beth.
Well, I thought she wanted to know what she was using.
Well, sure. But, I mean, I mentioned it last time. Or 2 times ago, and then they said they would read it, and then they didn't read it.
So, well, it wasn't on Cody's list, so yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I was compiling them and trying to get them over to Devin. It just seemed like every time I finish, it's like, oh, I'll just add the latest 2 or 3, and yeah, then I was a day too late and a dollar short. So okay. they are officially on the list now. So during the January reading, they will be read.
All right.
So everything that's on the list is read. Is that correct, Curtis? Yes.
It will be read in January.
Okay. Okay. So
the latest 21 that we've installed just made it onto the list, but they made it on after Cody did the meter reading for December.
Okay. I got it.
Okay.
So the water board.
Oh.
You got it on mute?
No.
No, we can hear you.
Does anyone have any questions for Curtis before we let him go?
Well, I have the one. Curtis, there was a really high reading for 6885 Ottercrest Loop.
Okay.
It's a new meter, and it had a reading of 21,983 gallons. Do you know anything about that?
I don't know anything about it off the top of my head. It sounds like I either programmed it wrong or something, so it reads one digit too many. So it should read 2,100 gallons would be much more appropriate.
Yeah, we could go out and look at those. Or it could be they still have a leak. That's the one that they started and they needed their water turned off to fix some leaks.
Okay. Yeah, that's completely valid too. I mean, leaking.
So maybe they didn't get them all fixed.
Okay.
We'll have the water police go out and check that one.
And are we gonna go check the one on 710 First Street as well?
Which one is that?
It's the one that went from 138 gallons to 20,782 gallons.
To 700?
It went from 138 gallons to 20,782 gallons.
710 First Street.
Yeah.
Didn't I just look?
You said you knew who it was.
Yeah. That would be a BB.
I mean, do you think that's an accurate reading?
Well, I'll just take probably a phone call because.
Okay. All right. Then I don't have anything else for Curtis. Thank you.
The State Park one.
And the State Park.
The State Park one was 700.
We got
700. Let's see. Where is it?
Yeah.
700-060. So
that sounds like a typo to me.
Is Curtis still there?
Yeah, a state park that used 700,000 gallons.
Yeah, it sounds like a typo.
What the meter reader says.
Yeah, okay. And
62,114 to 762,174.
Yeah, I think I have a feeling that might be a typo. So yeah. I can have 7 on that.
Sorry, I don't know what to make of that. That sounds absolutely ridiculous.
Curtis, real quick, all the ones on Mahala, are they all 1 inch?
Yes, they are.
Okay.
The developer, yeah, put in 1 inch. Okay. Curtis, who would I talk to, you or someone else about? I know that our meter wand has a companion handheld device that can be used, and that via Bluetooth you can transfer the meter readings to the handheld, and then from the handheld via Bluetooth you can transfer it to a computer with a CSV file, which means we could just download those into a spreadsheet.
Yeah,
I think we're getting too many meters to be handwriting them and hand entering them into the spreadsheet, which is the way they're doing it.
Okay.
Well,
let me, if you want, you can give him a call. I'm happy to give him a call also. The guy's name is Jeff. He works at Ferguson Waterworks in Hillsboro. He's been the rep who handles most of the warranty returns. He does the new sales for the meters and the boxes. He's got all you guys on your account information, all that stuff. So you're completely set to work up with him. But he's the meter guru that everybody goes to know stuff like this. So
what was his last name? Did you have his?
Oh,
you just said Jeff.
I just said Jeff. I could look it up.
Okay. I thought I missed that or something.
Yeah.
Jeff at Ferguson. Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have his number? Send us his contact info if you got it, Curtis.
I can send you his email. I don't.
Yeah, that'd work.
So yeah.
Send it back.
Yeah, I'd like to look into doing that. It's unfortunate we didn't do that in the first place, but we only had a handful of meters when we started out. And so sure. I think it might be time for us to invest in that.
That's a good idea. I can get that sent over you tonight when I get back in the office.
That's fine. Tonight, tomorrow.
Sure.
Does anyone else have any more questions for Curtis?
You think I'll get that invoice tomorrow, Curtis?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
Yep.
Thanks.
Happy holidays to you, Curtis, and your family.
Oh, thank you much. Happy holidays to everyone as well.
Okay, I kind of read through the Treasury report. Did anybody have any questions on that?
Well, I don't know what the AR balance sheet total.
So the AR balance sheet total, that's the receivables. That's the money that's due us from our customers.
Right.
So I just did the billing for December.
Yeah.
And so it's a little, I don't want to say convoluted, but the number that's reflected on the balance sheet is, I don't know if it really represents anything because it's a negative. It's a negative $12,499.98.
Right.
But
right. Well, it's probably our prepaid.
Well, but it's not really, Beth. After looking at it, it's just, I mean, I'm not saying it's not correct because it's correct. It's just, it's really not a number for the end of November. It's more a number. It's, I need to look at it before I can explain it better.
Okay.
So, and it's always been a number that I've kind of questioned because it's a negative. So give me a little bit. So, cause it's, yeah. Anyways, but there again, I'm not saying that it's not correct. I think it is correct. It just, I don't think it's a good reflection of the money that's due because of the way it kind of all posts in QuickBooks. So, and I need to look at it a little bit more before I can hopefully explain it better, because right now I really can't explain it. So, because there's, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, I just wanted to know, because I mean, we have to vote to approve, and so I just didn't know.
Right, right.
So.
Yeah, there again, It's not that it's not the correct number, Kelly. It's just, it's a reflection of things that haven't been posted yet, things that haven't cleared yet.
Okay.
There again, it's when you generate the report. Yeah. The checks that are sitting in the drawer, things like that. So, and I think there may be a better way to kind of get a more accurate number for month end reporting. And so anyways, okay.
Yes. I know there's a big transition. So I just,
yeah. Wanted. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much, Eileen.
Yep.
Can I get a motion to accept the Treasury report?
I'll make that motion.
I'll second it.
Lisa, yes. Beth?
Yes.
Kelly?
Yes.
Eileen?
Yes.
Motion passes. Do we want to go over the bills that are to be paid?
So we have on that list the $1,600, which is our base fee to Highland. But we don't know the extra
yeah.
additional services or meters.
Yeah, we didn't see the invoice from Highland. So, and the only other one that was new was there's a government ethics commission bill in there, and it's an annual renewal.
Right. It's so, an annual fee, yeah.
An annual fee, yep. And I have a feeling that the Highland bill is probably going to be up there a little bit because they were out here working.
It should have, yeah.
So.
Do you think, though, I think it might be a little bit less than it was last month. I don't think they installed as many meters this time, did they?
What did he say? They finished up the meters.
I think they just finished up two more. And what I forgot, I was going to ask him about the inspection list that we had for the for our inventory. Because we had eight residences that already had meters that came up on the random required for the lead copper rule revision EPA information. That needed to be inspected to ID the service line component. So I don't know if they got some of that done too. It might be, hopefully. I guess we'll have to wait and see. I suggest we just send them the 1600.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
Okay.
Because unless we want to have another meeting just for that.
Right. Right. Well, let's do that, and then
we can put the balance on January.
Yeah, I think.
We have to then.
Yeah. And I think we've done that in the past, haven't we?
We've totally skipped paying it when we haven't gotten it. Yeah.
Right. Right. So.
I think it would be good to give them their 1600.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So can I motion to approve the bills?
You sure can.
Okay, I am.
I second. Lisa? Yes. Beth?
Yes.
Kelly?
Yes.
Eileen?
Yes.
Motion passes. No. We are supposed to break for executive session, but I have no idea how to disengage people from my iPad.
Well, you go to the waiting room or you go to the participants. Can you?
Okay, I got participants.
Okay, if you have like, I think they said it was three dots.
Nope.
Well,
I don't have any dots.
Well, first you have to read the script. That has to be done. That has to be done in the meeting, and then we'll have to figure that out.
Okay. If I go to the three dots, my options are mute, stop the video, blur my background. But well, maybe because you're the
host should be able to.
Yeah, I was just going to say
deal with participants.
Okay, I'm going to read the script for the executive session. The Otter Rock Water District Water Board will now meet in executive session pursuant to ORS 192.660-2A and ORS 192.660-7. Which allows the board to meet an executive session to consider the employment of applicants for the district bookkeeping and office duties. Representatives of the news media and designated staff shall be allowed to attend the executive session. All other members of the audience are asked to leave the room. Representatives of the news media are specifically directed not to report on or otherwise disclose any of the deliberations or anything said about these subjects during the executive session, except to state the general subject of the session as previously announced. No decision must be made in the executive session. At the time of the executive session, we will return to open session and welcome the audience back into the room. I'm going to stop recording.